You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB. Newstalk ZB.
There's an old political wisdom that says if you've got any bad news to tell, drop the news last thing on Friday and gets buried by the weekend. And by the time anyone gets back to work on a Monday, it's all gone and everyone's forgotten about it. So I was a bit confused to be watching One News on Friday night with John Campbell, who was oozing and gesticulating all over the screen, telling a story that on the surface seemed to be good news. So why were they releasing it on a Friday? The story was this. One News exclusively revealed that nearly 40,000 charges have been laid, with over 8,300 people arrested to date as part of Operation Cobalt. Now, Operation Cobalt is the police operation against gang activities. It was originally set up after an intensive spate of killer bees and tribesmen-linked shootings that happened in Auckland last year. So they said, let's get smart, let's start this operation, let's target organised crime, let's target gangs, we'll call it Operation Cobalt. So I'm watching the story and the cynic in me immediately thought, well, obviously this is the Labour Party leaking this before the National Party conference, which we could all tell was going to be hard on crime and law and order and the government and the way they react to all of this. But I went to my computer and I looked up the press releases and on closer inspection saw that the release came solely from the police. And I also noted in the piece that was on the television and in the press release that the whole tone of the whole thing was quite defiant. Detective Superintendent Uraya Vakaruru is the officer in charge of the operation. And he was the guy who was talking on the telly, and he was quoted all the way through the press release. And he said, look, seizing prized possessions, for example, a gang member's motorbike, tends to really send a strong message. And fair enough. He also said, police are just focusing on the business at hand. And the way he said that, I thought was defiant. We're just getting on with business. It was a message to all the politicians, I felt, from the police, who have made 8,300 real arrests of real people because of gang activities. And I got his pride in their work. And I have to say, I have been worried about police morale for a while. Because if you choose to be negative on this country, it's going to rub off on many people. Opposition parties and editorial writers have been bellowing away that the government is soft on crime, day in and day out for weeks, and every sector of our justice system gets tarred with that brush. After the gang funeral a week ago, the police were also heavily criticised by the media, by the opposition MPs for their supposed inaction, and this all came from people with no operation experience at all. But these figures that they released on Friday, and the 9 arrests they made this past week after the tangi, says that the police are fighting crime smart rather than stupid. They're not wading in and cracking some heads, as we'd all love them to do, because that is not going to be effective. The police have to play by the rules. And the big thing is they have to make their arrests stick. And they have turned them into actual sentences. And they have to get people into actual prisons. So they have to get everything right in the first place, which is why they do this the way they do it. And it appears to be working. It's the same way the FBI finally took down Al Capone. They took him down through tax laws rather than anything else. And letting the perception run that the police are soft on crime sends a bigger signal to criminals than anything else. When they're sitting there, are they going, oh, there's no consequences to this? Or are they going, I keep on hearing on the radio that the police are soft on crime. Let's do some crime. Don't worry, the police are soft on crime. And they hear it said over and over and over again. And the fact that National and ACT beat this drum to beat Labour in an electoral contest, I believe, is regrettable. And it affects police morale. Because they're not soft on crime. You say that to their faces, buddies. And so I'd like to take this opportunity to praise the police. Thank you for the 40,000 charges that you laid on 8,300 gang members so far as part of Operation Cobalt. Keep going. Keep going. Never stop. Thank you so much for your work.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to Newstalk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.